Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm Madison Lane, your guide to unlocking strength, resilience, and that sweet, sweet balance in life. You know, the kind of balance where you feel centered, grounded, and ready to take on whatever the world throws at you. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's absolutely crucial for anyone who wants to live a happier, more fulfilling life. Creating healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty, saying yes to things you didn't really want to do, just to please everyone else? You know that feeling when your plate is overflowing and you're starting to crack under the pressure? Yeah, we've all been there. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about self-respect, about recognizing your own worth and protecting your energy. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences around our lives. They define what's okay and what's not okay for us, and they help us stay true to ourselves. When we have strong boundaries, we feel more confident, secure, and in control. Now, I want you to think about the different areas of your life, your work, your relationships, even your personal time. Are there any places where you're feeling overwhelmed or taken advantage of? Where are those invisible fences a little flimsy? Here are five key takeaways that will help you build those strong, protective boundaries. 1. Know your limits. This is the foundation. Take some time to really reflect on your values, priorities, and what makes you feel drained versus energized. What kind of commitments align with your goals and make you feel good? And just as importantly, what drains your energy and doesn't serve you? 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your limits, don't be afraid to express them. Use ACE statements to communicate your needs and expectations clearly and respectfully. For example, instead of saying you always ask me to do this last minute, try I feel overwhelmed when I'm asked to take on tasks with such short notice. In the future, could we please discuss deadlines a bit earlier? 3. Practice saying no. This is a game changer. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or values. You don't have to justify yourself or apologize for taking care of your own needs. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do often frees up space and energy for things that truly matter to you. 4. Set consequences. Boundaries are most effective when they come with clear consequences. If someone repeatedly disrespects your boundaries, let them know what the repercussions will be. It might mean limiting contact, taking a break from the relationship, or even ending it altogether. 5. Be consistent. Building strong boundaries takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself and remember that consistency is key. The more you practice setting and enforcing your boundaries, the easier it will become. Think about that friend who always bails on plans last minute, leaving you hanging. Or that coworker who constantly piles work onto your plate. You've probably felt frustrated, disrespected, or even resentful in those situations, right? That's a classic example of weak boundaries. You're allowing others to dictate your time and energy without considering your needs. Now imagine this. You politely but firmly tell that friend that you need them to be more reliable, or you set clear expectations with your coworker about workload distribution. The difference is huge, isn't it? So, what are you going to do differently starting today? Who can you start setting boundaries with? What are those small steps you can take to protect your energy and create a life that feels truly yours? Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Think about all the amazing things you're capable of when you feel centered, empowered, and in control. You deserve to live a life filled with joy, fulfillment, and healthy relationships, and setting boundaries is the key. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using #BuildYourStoicCore. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep building that stoic core strength, resilience, balance one boundary at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.